Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That little band from Texas, Billy Dusty and Frank, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Every so often, every couple of weeks, our good friend Jeffrey Zabar joins us to try to restore some order. He is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online, all of his books, all of his work, how he can help you. If you would like to have him help you put your best foot forward with better words, he's the guy. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Also, gotwords.com, always, right?
Yep, there you go.
So check it out.
Gotwords.com.
Hey, Jeffrey, we were talking in the previous segment about relationships and the power of them. And how to, well, not only the power of them, but the essentialness of them. And it's not just building relationships. It's not just the human thing to do. It's not just the right thing to do. It's a business best practice, isn't it?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything that we do is built upon relationships, if you think about it. And, you know, you were asking at the end of the last segment, you know, talking about how much business I get through referral, or how much business people get through referral, and how important it is. I don't market myself in the true sense. Okay, I keep social media live. I post. I comment on people's things. You know, and I comment as appropriate. You know, from a standpoint of, you know, where there's a way I can get in a gentle, you know, mention of what I do or whatever. But I don't market myself. I have never spent a dime in any form of marketing. But you know, last week I was traveling, you know, through the Carolinas on vacation, and I get an email from somebody who says, "Yeah, we're looking. Hey Jeff, we worked with you, you know, 10 years ago on something. We're at a new company. We need some web copy written. Are you still available?" Mm-hmm. You know, just driving along, and so
you were trying to get away from things, and they hunted you down, didn't they?
And they hunted me down. You know, it's just
two falls out of three wrestled you to the ground. You know, Jeffrey, the thing about this referral thing, folks, I want to make sure that we put some bold letters and underline that word referral, because the reason you have relationships is because we're humans, and that's what we want. We need that. We require relationships. Humans do. Even introverts require some level of relationship. But in the marketplace, relationships are for the purpose of doing business, whether it be with that person or being referred by that person. The reason you build a relationship and you're devoted to it is to demonstrate your trust. And when you can demonstrate trust and performance, that gets you referrals, and referrals get you customers that you don't have to work hard for. I mean, they come to you. I mean, they're golden. The doors are open. And right. The opposite of that is what I call a fool's errand, and that's cold calling. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it goes without saying that, you know, there are times in business, especially starting out, when you're cold calling people. Look, and you know, when I was, you know, selling books originally and trying to get, you know, marketing relationships out there, you know, you're just picking up a call or dropping an email, trying to reach out to somebody that you don't know. And, you know, cold calling is tough. And anybody who's been either in a startup business or been in a sales operation, you know what it's like. And look, it has to be done in many instances, and I begrudge nobody, and I feel the pain that they feel, but God, it's such a wonderful place
but
to
today,
be.
But today, Jeff, with all the tools that you have, all the social media, with LinkedIn, and with all the different ways you can connect people, it really is still a fool's errand, because, and especially now with the pandemic, people are not going to let you just walk up and knock on their door. They're busy. They're not going to take your unannounced email. They're going to trash it.
Right.
But if you can work a little hard, a little more elbow grease through your relationships, which is where we started, and find out who do you, Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, he says this: who do you know who? Talk to people you know and say, who do you know who?
Right.
And who do you know who does this? Who do you know who needs this? And talk to your the people you have relationships with and let them help you. But also just say, okay, wait a minute. I want to talk to that guy. I want to do business with him. Who do I know who knows him?
Right?
Right.
Or her. And that's, you know, ultimately, and I know we got to wrap, but and that's ultimately what relationships are about. You know, we started talking about relationships as a way that we don't have to go out and you mentioned cold call a DM, but we don't have to go out and sort of, you have people you can turn to for business, but the bigger thing is that is as they say, LinkedIn. If you look at the connections on LinkedIn, you know, I don't know Jim or I don't know Bob, but Jim knows Bob. And so I can ask Jim for a connection to Bob.
That's
why we nurture those.
And you feel good about asking that if you've been true and devoted to the relationship of the person you're asking.
Right.
And maybe even happiness to realize that they owe you a little bit of a favor. They called on you last time.
That's the thing.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that make you feel good?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You don't go there just when you need something. You've nurtured your relationship along the way so that when you go to somebody, they don't say, oh, it's Jeff calling again. He must need something.
But Jeffrey, I do have to wrap it up. But this is, we're talking about the long game. We're not talking about sprinting, folks. We're talking about the marathon, playing the long game.
Marathon, absolutely.
Yep. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim. Be safe out there.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff will be back another day. Don't forget, gotwords.com, chiefhomeofficer.com, also roadtripmojo.com. Check that one out. It's fun. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I can't
imagine any... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.